SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast episode
112.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
So, we got into some trouble.
Not trouble.
Well,
I wouldn't call it
some
trouble.
Fun.
Some fun. Yeah,
about happy a week
summertime.
Ago.
Happy summertime.
Summer's here and the living's easy.
Getting that hot summertime, or I guess it's still spring.
Whatever. Sexy time.
Fucking in the air.
Yes. And we had a hot threesome about a week ago with
yes.
our good friend Rob, who you might remember from episode Rub It, Suck It, Coconut It. And then he also was a participant in our gangbang
mm-hmm.
episode that we filmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a friend a long time, and he moved away, and he came back for a visit.
Yeah, he's now in the Phoenix area.
Yeah. So we saw him a week ago, and then we saw him last night. And it was funny because when we walked in to this hotel room, he was like, man.
Hey, where's my episode? I was checking out your guys' podcast, and you didn't record.
He was just messing with us.
He didn't record anything laughing. About our hot time we had. Was it not good?
Yeah. I was trying to tell him, you know, we don't record everything, or we record a lot, but we don't put out everything on the podcast.
In other words, we're sluttier than we sound.
And then I said, okay, well, John, turn on your phone. Let's just record our conversation. And that is what you're going to hear. It's like just our conversation before we played. And I also, you know, I wanted to ask him some questions about his big cock. And I got some good answers.
You got some good results later too.
And good results. Yes. So here's our casual talk with our single friend, Rob.
Yeah, so you're living in Phoenix now.
Yeah.
So we'll have to introduce you to
Sex and Candy and
Angel Hunter.
Angel Hunter.
Yeah.
Good friends of ours.
Yeah. Are there any sex parties or things going on in Phoenix that are fun? Or
have you been to anything like that?
No, I don't know. When I met you guys, it was like the first time I ever went to a sex club.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. And I went there for a very specific reason, because like some woman that I had met
mm-hmm.
on AFF, this couple.
I remember this.
And so I met her there, and they took off. Well, and I think I know what it was. And she's like, you're too big.
Big, like your dick is too big?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm here at this club. I might as well
have fun.
I'm going to walk around with my dick hanging out like everybody else and see what's going on.
Yeah. I'm glad you weren't like whacking off the entire time. Huh?
No. See, yeah.
There was this one guy there that does that.
Yeah,
there's
been a few of them.
Yeah, it was.
They'll go like with his stuff going on, and they're just—it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that is. It's a creeper too.
Can you do that at home, please? You can take a video. There's all kinds of stuff that you can watch, and
right.
But I mean, I kind of get it. It's just like not really. It's not really my scene, you know.
What, the club scene?
Like the swinger club scene. I'd rather go to, actually, and let me back up a little bit. I think when I'm, since I met you guys and now, I'm probably a lot different, like a swinger club where, I don't know, everybody's walking around naked and you're trying to jump on whatever's female. And that's what everybody else is doing. But that, so it wasn't really, you know, and that's kind of why I ended up there. I ended up there because, like, okay, I'll meet you there and see what happens. And then I was too big and they left.
Was she like, look at your dick and say, you're too big?
Yeah, I mean, we were getting ready to get the boogie. And she's like,
and you were hard? Were you hard yet?
Yeah.
And she just said, I'm sorry, you're too big. Bye.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much. You know. You know, the funny thing about it, too, was, like, she was a self-touted size queen, which is why
she wanted big. Big BBC, or what is it?
Yeah, it's BBC, yeah. Yeah. That's the commodity.
So they sought you out because you were big.
Yeah, and
she got stage fright.
She was kind of like, she was talking about when I met them in person. She kept talking about like her prowess with big.
Oh, she's like, okay.
And. Then,
oh, what? Like how she can take it?
Well, it's like, likes it. Yeah, it's like, la, la, la. Yeah, and you know, I've had like really big, you know, and it was really a question of whether or not I was big enough.
Oh, that's why I felt like it was.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, well, and then before I like revealed exactly what it was, she's like, oh, that's.
Oh my gosh.
So.
That's awkward.
Well, yeah. I mean,
does that happen a lot with you? I mean,
no, not really. Most women who want big. Yeah. I mean, I think in her mind, I think she just had a whole lot of experience with what really, like, big is very subjective.
You think it was like her partner's?
I think fantasy? Her husband, well, no, I think her husband.
No, I mean wanting her to have a really.
No, I think it was hers, but I think she may have thought he was really big and he wasn't, and she wanted bigger than that. But she didn't really, in my mind, have any idea. Like, I'm not the biggest guy in the world. There's guys that are a lot bigger than me. There are.
There are.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that just in her mind, her concept.
I've seen one guy. I thought it was an arm.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can sit there and it, like, comes up to their chin.
Yeah.
Crazy?
No.
I mean, and I've, like, taken showers next to guys. And,
well, yeah, for sure.
You know? So, I think just her experience with men and their endowment was, like, kind of way off base. Like,
so her fantasy was more like the fantasy. Yeah.
Do you think that she had ever been with other men? Like, with her husband or whatever they were trying to set up?
Yeah, guys that were, like, probably average size.
To it or something?
I think the guys that were average size and she thought that they were large.
Okay.
And so her husband.
That is when you met us that night.
Yes.
You were at the club.
Yeah.
You just happened to meet them.
Because I was
going to
leave.
I was going to leave.
And I was like, well, let me have a drink.
Bar and at the and you talked to John. Because I didn't talk to you at the bar that time.
You sucked his dick.
Later.
That was
night.
When we were leaving.
That was
later. She did a good job, too.
Yeah. We were in
I know, room. I know, but I did not know
but yeah,
that
we,
happened.
No, we
before.
Were leaving when we left the club that night. He was cool, and he was just like, hey, man.
This was after we had a conversation.
Yeah, at the bar.
And yeah.
So you were about ready to leave, and you just went to the bar, and that's when you saw John.
Well, I was going to leave, and I said, no, well, let me just go have a drink here. My clothes are in the locker.
Yeah.
I'm all out there.
I'm naked.
I'm all out there already. Let me just see what develops with this. And then, yeah, see this hot blonde over here with the... you know,
were we out dancing or something?
You guys were. So, you, I think dancing. You danced, but then I guess the reason why you guys as a couple caught my attention is that it was kind of like you were above all of everything that was going on. I mean, it was like your natural habitat.
Yeah.
Because you would go sit there and you'd have a conversation, and meanwhile everybody's running. You know, the women are trying to be supermodels, and the guys are trying to jump on whatever they can. And there's all this.
We were just in our element.
You guys were just like you were at a sporting event or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you were really hot. I need to talk to this couple, find out what the deal is. And then I think I talked to John at the bar for a little bit because I really wanted to get a better understanding of really what was going on around me. And so you guys just seemed like the couple that would have that information. And that was even before I even knew. I didn't know you guys were like John and Allie, a swinger cast, until like the first time we met. What impressed me about you guys is that, like, you know, this is not a world that controls you guys. You guys control this world. It made perfect sense to me. It's like, okay, that was the thing that I couldn't really put my finger on, which is why I had to talk to you guys. So it is more of, you know, like, I don't know, in the world, there's, like, chaos. There's, like, just stuff that goes on. But then there's controlled chaos, right? There's, there's, you know, and I was in the Army for 10 years. So, you know, you write an operations order, and then once you get deployed, that becomes just a piece of paper with words on it. You do. It helps lead you in the right direction, but, like, you know, forget what that op order said. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
but so you can either allow the chaos to control you, or you can control the chaos. And that was kind of what impressed me, I guess, about you guys when I first saw you, was that, you know, you felt very comfortable. And a lot of people who, if you ask them, they would say they're comfortable, but you could tell that they weren't. You know, actually, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to not just Allie, but I wanted to talk to you and kind of find out, like, well, right, like, to be honest with you, it's the first time I'd ever been in a swinger club. I didn't feel real comfortable just walking around naked.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you know, I'm not very easily, I'm not shy.
No, yeah. Not easily intimidated.
And, no. Yeah, but it was just a foreign environment, right? And so, like, if you go to, let's say you go to some place that is completely foreign to you, right? Like, say you go to
Thailand.
You go to Thailand, and there's somebody, an American in Thailand, who's just handling it. He's speaking Thai, and they're like, you know, whatever. That's the person you want to talk to.
Right.
First of all, you don't want to talk to the other Thais, but they're going to think you're an idiot, and it's going to reinforce your insecurity.
You want to find the American who's got this shit.
And you don't want
out.
To talk to the American that's running around going, oh my God, what's going on? You know, like, I don't know what's going on.
The weird thing about this whole thing is that this all seems so very, very normal to us now because we've been doing it so long.
Yeah.
And then that's like the kind of the questions that I had for you. Like, what's it like with your friends and other people you know? I mean, what do they view? How do they view swinging?
See, I don't have anybody that I know who's a close friend of mine that knows that I even do it.
Oh.
I don't, I mean, there's other guys that I've met in the lifestyle, and, you know, like, when you get a female, it says, like, great, a lot of times there's this, bring your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't have any friends, I used to say. But then it's like, okay, well, let me call so-and-so and see if he's doing anything. And if he wants to, you know, Yeah. But other than that, I don't, you know, like my friends from high school or my friends from college or friends that I've, associates that I've worked with, yeah. I don't really broadcast that. It really, it's not that I don't tell folks.
Because you're afraid of being judged or?
I'm not afraid of being judged by the friends that are really close to me. But I've always had like a professional career that, or I have clients that, you know, and it could affect how they view you too,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And so it's not like I put on a marketing flyer that I'm one AFF or LOL.
Yeah.
You know? You guys are responsible for the first client of my business, my new business.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, my
indirectly,
God.
Indirectly, yes.
That was.
I met them. There's a couple that I met on Lifestyle Lounge. I would have never known about Lifestyle Lounge unless you guys had told me about Lifestyle Lounge when I met you.
Uh-huh.
And so I met them and... the wife wanted some PVC, and so I ended up having a conversation with the husband about his business, and he suggested one time when I got off of his wife, that maybe he might be interested in me taking a look at his operation. That business, they cut the tape on it at the beginning of this year, and they're meeting or surpassing the numbers that were in the plan for them. So they're making a lot of money.
So I think if I follow everything that you're saying, you're saying that swinging and BBC is good for the economy.
Oh, I love that. That's perfect.
Swinging and BBC is good for the economy.
It is.
And the way you're going to hear about it is on SwingerCast.
What do you think about that?
What?
How do you feel?
About what?
Being like labeled as a BBC.
I love it.
You love it?
How would you like being labeled as like something that probably 90%.
What would be
women.
A great name, a label for a woman that you would think? That's equivalent to BBC.
MILF.
No.
Yeah. MILF. Because you know what? There's what I will tell you is 50% of women openly admit that they want to at least try it. And the other 40%, I'd say probably 10%, who don't want anything to do with it. But the other 40% secretly want to try.
So it's like 90% want.
That's what I'm saying. 90% do. Like the 50% is a given.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Well,
I agree.
And I have taken this as my own personal mission to represent.
every time
there's a request for BBC, I always ask after I'm done, now, was that what you were looking for? And I tell them, I got to represent.
You didn't ask me that.
Ooh, you were like telling that. Me that the whole time.
You were giving that feedback.
I was giving him the feedback. Okay.
Yeah, feedback.
All right.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure, like, as a kid, like, growing up or locker room, you always probably heard from other guys, like, big cock, that kind of thing, and you had one, and.
Guys in the locker room generally don't talk about cocks.
Really?
No. You don't want to be a pecker checker.
Yeah. You take a shower. Like, there's this thing.
But in society, you heard somewhere along the line, probably in high school, that big cocks were, like, a good thing to have.
Well, we heard that from women.
You heard it from women?
Yeah.
Our porns women, that you were watching?
Women voted for it.
Okay. So when was the first time that you realized that you had a big cock, a big black cock, and that women were hot for it?
Well, that's actually a three-part question. So the first time I realized that it was black,
there was black. Shut up.
The first time I realized it was black was when I, like, shortly after I was born.
Yeah.
And then I would tell you that the first time I recognized that it was big and black.
Because you weren't looking at people in the urinals.
Well, no, I think it was, like, experiencing women. I'd probably, like, my high school girlfriend.
It's got to be with a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, well, because she's, guys, like, saying, guys, like, it was too big to... Did you,
no,
have,
she didn't
like,
say it was too big.
Too big to no, go in or something?
It. No,
she's telling you it's big. She's telling him it's big in comparison to guys that she's been with or guys that she's seen.
Well, she hadn't really...
Well, but like, a high school girl wouldn't have... that many experiences. So
no, but you
compare. No, I'm just curious.
No,
I like,
it's
I like
fair
these
question, yeah.
Questions.
Hey, I mean, come on. I'm average size. First girl I was with thought I was huge. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's why
over
I'm
time,
asking.
The more
when
you get
was
with
he?
Women, then you know.
When did he really realize that he had a big cock?
I don't think it was like an epiphany. As much
yeah.
as it was a gradual understanding.
And it's funny that we're, like, talking about this because, I mean, I love your cock.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like a BBC, I mean, that's not like... I like all cocks. I
praise Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Can I get an amen?
No, but it's not like a, I'm not a size queen, but I mean.
Well, here's what I will tell you. What I will tell you is that the BBC thing gets you the interview. It gets you the interview. It does not land you the job.
Right.
To land the job, you gotta know how to use it. You gotta make sure that it's somewhere in the area of 9 or 10 inches. Okay? And
yeah.
It's gotta be like, don't come with a BBTC.
So there's some pressure placed on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you gotta know how to use your tongue. And you got to know how to use everything else. So,
right.
So it's not. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that gets you the job.
Exactly. Or it gets you
looking
the interview.
For BBC. Okay. I'm going to answer.
Right.
All right. Why don't you come on in for an interview? We'll tell you how you compete. You know how many other big black cocks are out there?
There's a lot.
I'm just saying, like, that's no guarantee there. That's why I always, look.
Exactly.
You know, I always get the second interview. That's the first interview.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't by any means, like, ride that as, you know, off into the horizon. It's like, hey, if somebody's looking for BBC,
okay.
I'd like to interview.
All right.
You know,
it's like a.
She meets all my criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
But there's a lot of women looking for BBC that you really, you know. Like,
now, is it the women or their husbands?
Well, in some cases, it's their husbands.
Yeah.
I had one guy who. And I never met this couple, but. So he was texting me, he's like, I want to see her in pain. Is that bad? And I probably will never meet this couple because there's some seriously psychological issues there. It's like, so you don't want her to have a big cock because she would enjoy it. This is some... You want me to be some type of torture for her. I can't see myself getting excited about that.
Oh, I see.
Well, and then there's this category where you have the guy where the husband maybe wants to, he's got his own internal battle that he's trying to resolve. It is different than what his wife wants. So he may want to try to demonstrate to her that that's not really what she wants. But that plan could backfire. Tremendously.
He's like, okay, sure.
We'll get you a big black cock. That's what you want?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like your kid wants candy, that. So you give them all. Or kid wants
make
ice cream.
Candy.
You make them eat ice cream for dinner, breakfast, and lunch.
With it
yeah.
And get
yeah.
You want some ice cream?
Oh, okay. You want some ice cream? You want some ice cream?
So you got some big black cock.
Some ice cream.
Because, you know, oh, you want cock other than mine? Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
And that's kind of where I think this one guy was coming from. He's like, I want to see her in pain. Well, I'm not really your guy because, like, I don't really get turned on.
If a woman's in pain.
A woman's screaming in pain on the end of my day.
No.
Right. So like he wanted to see her in pain, but I don't know. I have no idea. Because I'm like.
There is a fine line between pleasure and pain, too, right? From a woman's standpoint. But if that was her talking to me, as opposed to him, her saying, like, I want to be in pain, well, then it's a little bit different meaning.
Right. Okay.
It means, like, I actually kind of enjoy that.
It's like the consent. The consent. Actually, because if she was telling you that she wanted to feel the pain and that she would enjoy it, I mean, that's... But for her... For the guy to say it, it's like, I would enjoy it for her to see her in pain kind of thing.
Yeah, that's messed up.
And not know if she was into that as well.
I don't think she was into the pain. I think, like, I emailed her on AFF, and then I ended up with his cell phone number, texting him, and he's sending me these texts about, like, yeah, I want her in pain. Mm-hmm. You know, if I told you to give her all 10 inches, would you do it? I'm like, well,
I am 10 inches. I am gonna do it.
I'm gonna give it her all.
No, I mean not if she didn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can get arrested for stuff like that. Like, I don't care if her husband told me to do it. Like that's a hell of a defense, right?
Right.
So there's a woman.
Do you ever wish you had a smaller dick?
No.
Don't ever ask a man if he wishes his dick was too small.
As far as myself, there's times where I felt, well, definitely when I had really large breasts that I wished I had smaller breasts. And, you know, that's the thing. And I was just curious if someone with a BBC or BC or whatever, I don't want to...
Well, in some cases, there are some physical limits. I remember I met this couple one time in New Jersey. It was a younger couple, Asian couple, and the wife was really petite, and they wanted a big cock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me preface this with, like, I was married twice. I don't know if I told you guys that. I was married twice divorced. My second wife was Korean.
Mm-hmm.
She was 101 pounds and 5'1".
Could you spin her?
And that was when she was heavy.
Could you spin her?
I could spin her. but she knew everything. And she loved it. I don't formulate any prejudices based upon the woman's stature.
Right.
This woman was petite, but she was pretty tall. She was probably about 110 pounds. And we couldn't do it. Because, like, I'm pretty thick, too. And it's not a length question or a length issue.
Right.
It's a volume issue.
Yeah.
Because the thicker you are, the less length. I mean, because when you're filling up a woman, it stretches, and if it has to stretch this way, there's less room for it to go that way. And so we couldn't go any further than that. But she wanted size, and her husband wanted size 4, and they were probably one of the sweetest couples I ever met. They were, I think, in their early 30s. No, I think they were late 20s, probably. And they both really wanted it really bad. And we tried. And it would not fit.
Oh.
And she was like, I had to stop. She didn't stop me. She wanted me to force it in her. I couldn't do it. And there's going to be some physical damage. And so that's probably about the closest I ever came to wishing I was smaller. But then again, I didn't wish I was smaller. I wish she'd probably
she was more. Bigger. She wished she was bigger. Yeah.
And as that interview winded down, you ended up winding us guys up. We attacked you.
It's kind of like we were talking and pretty much in mid sentence, we were all just like, okay. Let's play. Let's fuck. And that time, there was no dancing or taking the clothes off. It was we pretty much all ripped our clothes off and got on the bed, and you guys promised me a massage with a coconut oil, and I guess it's. The shortness of the massage is probably some of my, I laid on my back.
Yeah.
So you guys.
You started sucking his
dick.
That
was my mistake.
You started sucking his dick. Massage was over.
Well, you guys did massage my front.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if I wanted a massage, I would have laid on my stomach, but I wanted to fuck too.
Yeah.
And I saw his BBC really hard next to me. And well, he went down on me too. Before. And you did as well.
Got you all worked up and took turns with you.
Oh my gosh. It was awesome.
Yeah. Very hot. Very hot.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point you took the BBC. You've taken the BBC.
Yeah.
You've had him and bigger before.
And I had him the week before.
Yes.
Last week too.
But you, I think at one point you're doggy, and it was a little too much for you.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Like, oh.
I felt my legs giving out again, but yeah, I just needed another position. But that's yeah.
It was hot. It's fun.
And again, I like that sideways position. Again, that's you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
The one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Scissors.
Well, it's coming in from behind, kind of in a scissor way, and my legs are over him, and I'm sucking your cock, and it's just real comfortable, lazy position, actually.
Well, it was fun. But
that was definitely fun, and it was great talking with him. There are some things that I'd wished I had asked him about.
Like what?
Like, I forgot to ask him, you know, I mean, having a really big cock, I mean, I'm sure he probably doesn't get to do like DVP or
DP.
DP, you know, definitely not DVP. I mean, I can imagine.
I don't know if he's into that or not.
I know. No. But I'm just saying that's might be one of the a drawback of having a large cock. I don't know if it is or not.
Well,
or if he wishes that he could have a lot of that or not. I
don't or know. Have your ass. You want to give your ass up to him?
No. I don't think so. Well, I had a fabulous time, and it's just great. I feel so comfortable around him, and I'm glad to find out more about what it's like to have a big cock. I always wondered, you know?
Me too.
Did you? Have you always wondered? You didn't really ask him questions about his big cock. Did you have any questions that we can ask him at a later date that you forgot to ask?
No.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, it might be pressure for some guys that don't have big cocks. But
why?
Because everyone's always thinking about what they don't have and wanting what they don't have, that kind of thing. And I don't know. But hopefully this took away some of that, because all cock sizes are good. All of them have their benefits and special things they can do. No matter what size they are.
Or color.
Yeah, the color doesn't matter. But, yeah. And, right. So it's all good. I want all the guys to know that all the cock sizes are great. Like he was saying, I liked what he was saying about he looks at it as he's going on an interview.
Mm.
So he's
the big cock gets him the first callback.
Yeah.
Right. But
it's just an audition. It's an audition, kind of like, you know, you can't just have a big cock and that be enough. It definitely got to be some.
Well, better. You know, we've played with a lot of single guys and guys in couples too. And for the most part, I don't care if they have a big black cock or a small white cock. Those cocks are just happy to be there.
Yeah.
No matter what they are.
Yeah.
And so as long as you show up with a respectful attitude and, mine is a sense of humor. That's my in. That's what gets me the first interview.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's interesting.
I have a SFC. A small funny cock.
A small funny cock? Your cock isn't small.
I have an AFC. An average funny cock.
Okay.
Really, when you look at all dicks, they are kind of funny.
Yeah.
They do. They've got like a smile right there on the top of it, right?
They're
smiling right at you.
Okay. That's funny.
It's kind of to say, hello.
Hello, here I am.
Here to make you laugh.
Here to make you laugh.
Here to make you have a good time.
Okay. Well,
and we hope you guys will come with us soon. We are headed to Naughty and Nolens at the end of July, July 29th through August 2nd. Details are on our website.
They have a few rooms left.
They're
booking up. It's going to be the entire hotel, so
and
both towers.
Apparently, this is going to be the biggest meeting of podcasts ever.
Right.
I counted 9 different shows.
8 or 9. Yeah, 9 different shows.
That are coming to Naughty and Nolens. And Bob and Tess have been very gracious, and they've given us time and space to do our shows. We're coming for the sex.
Exactly. I want that known.
And we'll be podcasting later. And we'll be doing some stuff while we're there. But our main fun is to go down and have a good time.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to.
If you see me with a microphone,
be podcasting. In my hand. I'm glad everybody's coming. I'm glad to, and I'm sure we're definitely going to be podcasting, but I don't want it to turn into a podcasting convention.
No.
I'm coming for the
parties. The party time.
And the sex.
Yes.
And wouldn't have a very interesting podcast if you didn't have that, right?
That's right. Right.
So, but.
And hey, there's going to be a chocolate room.
It's not a
BBC room.
No, they don't call it that anymore. Another thing I wish I would have asked him.
What's that?
Because, okay, do you remember like in 2007 we were at that lifestyle convention? And that's when I first met Bob and Tess. We were standing outside and I was like, and someone introduced us to them. And they were in charge of the chocolate room. And I was like, I had no idea what a chocolate room was. And I totally thought it was going to be a chocolate fondue thing right. Or like putting chocolate on your body and licking it. And I just remember Bob and Tess telling me what it was.
A BBC room.
Yeah. A chocolate, but last year in Naughty New Orleans, they had changed the name. Chocolate Room. So I wanted to ask him if that was somehow like offensive to him that they would have a chocolate room.
Oh, a racist thing?
Yeah, I didn't know if that. I mean, I'm assuming they probably changed the name of that to be.
Well, I'm sure if you're one of those guys,
I'm just curious.
If you're a guy who shows up at Naughty New Orleans and you're put into a room and you're told, "Hey, just hang out here. Pretty soon, some cougars are going to come in here and want to fuck you." I bet you they don't care what it's called. Some women are going to show up and fuck me.
Well, yeah.
I'm sitting in there waiting for the women.
Yeah, but I was just curious what that was.
What do they call it now?
Oh my gosh, for the ladies.
For the ladies' room.
For the ladies. Some ladies' man for the ladies.
Ladies' man.
I don't know. No, I mean, but basically, the guys in there are all black, and they. Big cock, so.
Well, so there you go.
But yeah, I was just curious if that was, you know, they're always popping up with things that you can't say anymore or say anymore, and I was just wondering if that was one of them.
Well, I mean, I think even just the term BBC, big black cock, that does carry some taboo with it too.
Right, and
why not a big white cock? Yeah. Why a black one? Why not a brown one?
We didn't go there with him with that at all, and I'll have to ask him that next time.
Hey, if you're in demand, I'm just talking about like, as a guy. If you're in demand, if there was some advertisements out on Craigslist that were looking for an AFC, an average funny cock, I'd be all over that. Call me average. Call me funny.
You'd be
funny
looking.
Whatever. The message is, you want my cock? I'm here to represent, as our friend said.
Yeah. I liked being able to ask someone with a big cock if they ever wanted a smaller one.
Answer was no.
Right. That was quick. A quick answer.
Right. No.
No, no, no.
I'm still mad at my parents for circumcising me. Don't take anything off of me. I want every bit of my dick.
Oh, is Please. That you? Oh, really? Are you mad at your parents for circumcising you? Oh, let's not go there.
I'm an amputee of a social war.
Yeah. I guess you are.
come to Nadia and Nolan's. We're going to be doing the Freedom Makers 1 year anniversary. Details are also at swingercast.com.
That's also in July, July 10th.
Yes.
The weekend.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we're going to put this one to bed.
Put this one to bed.
I met you.
Good night, everyone.
Adios, amigos. Mwah.